Genesis Avalon. Episode 11, Bait and Switch.
I can't believe this. I hacked down his address and I'm actually going to apologize about missing our little rendezvous last night. I feel like I should be beating him up to release my frustration instead. What the hell is wrong with me lately?
Yeah, hang on. Oh, it's you. Hi. How you doing?
I've been better. Listen, I wanted to apologize about yesterday.
And whatever. Come on in. Ignore the clutter.
I was really planning on coming, Julian. I made a promise, and I meant it.
Huh. How many times have I heard that one before?
Julian, my friend died last night. Forgive me if I wasn't in the mood for popcorn and giggles.
My God. I am so sorry. God, I'm a jerk.
No, it's fine. I didn't mean to snap. It's been strange. I'm not myself.
Sounds like you need the outing more than me now. Were you close?
Best friends.
What happened?
I don't think I need to tell you. You'll see it as ammunition.
What makes you say that? Unless... Did it have something to do with Avalon?
Yes, it did. Avalon got put in a catch-22. She tried to save both women, but by the time she got to the other one, Roxy was dead.
See? This is exactly why I don't want her out there. She can't be trusted. Look what happened to your friend.
Her job is to save everyone she can. She couldn't even save her own friend. How the hell does that make her a bad person? She's trying, can't you see that? Ugh. Julian, I don't want to fight with you on this. Just please drop it. Let's go and try to have fun.
Yeah, good idea. Let's both try and forget about stuff.
I can't believe I actually had fun today. That was so weird.
I must admit, for you, that is downright freakish. Still, as long as you don't make a habit of being normal, you're probably okay. Probably.
I agree. Z, can I have another chip?
Noir, how much time did you spend with Z the other day?
Let's see. We watched a movie, and... Oh, she introduced me to the best food in the world. Cheese and onion potato chips.
That's just disturbing. Anyway. Have Roxy's parents called yet? About, you know...
No, not yet. I wasn't expecting them to, anyway. You know, give them time to take it all in. That was a hard call the doctor would have had to make. Anyway, tell me what happened with Alexander. I'd like to keep the conversation light today. Besides, you know my philosophy. Life doesn't stop for anyone just because it suddenly got tougher.
Yeah, I know, Z. You're a philosopher at heart.
And a damn good one. It's one of my many talents. Much like being able to tell when you're stalling. Spill.
We didn't do much. We just went out and saw a movie together. Had a chance to talk. I don't know. Every time I think he's going to turn out to be a jackass, he starts acting nice again. Ugh, he's confusing.
Hello, he's a guy. Confusion is one of their specialties. Don't let it get to you. I'm glad you had a good time. You deserve it after everything that's happened.
Do I?
Chips! I want chips! Please?
Oh god, Noir. That was too cute.
Yes. Well, I had to get a smile on your face somehow.
Thanks, Noir. Noir, I need to tell you something.
What is it, Jaina?
I asked Natalie to come by today. She knows. I had to tell her last night when I saw her.
Jaina.
I know, but I had to. I was a mess last night. She needed to know. So, when she comes over, I still have to tell her about you.
There goes my favorite scratcher.
Noir, I'm being serious.
Sorry.
Speak of the devil. That should be her.
Hey, Jay.
Hiya, Nat. How you doing?
I'd rather just not think about that right now. What do you want me to see you about? You're feeling better, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's a few things. Come on, let me get you a drink in the kitchen. We'll talk in there. Oh, and before you freak out, yes, Noir can speak. He's the panther you see me fight with.
Huh. You know, I guess that's not surprising. He always had this look on his face like he was trying to resist the urge to say something. That would make sense. So, how are you?
Shouldn't I be asking you that?
You already did, hun. To be honest, I think I'm in shock. I'd like to keep it that way for a little while. I don't want to really start blubbering around here. Jay, when you said there wouldn't be a next time, you're not really going to give up Avalon, are you? I mean, Roxy. She loved Avalon and trusted her. Trusted you. Don't dishonor her memory by giving up. Not when so many people depend on you.
I haven't decided yet. I told Asara I'd give her my answer later.
Who's Asara?
My mentor. She was Avalon before I was. The more I find out about her, the more I don't want to know. I'm going to kill Lilith one day, Natalie. After that, I don't know.
Come here. This will all work out. Don't ask me how I know. I just do.
What good is saving other people if Roxy had to die? I don't see it.
Each person's equal, Jay. The girl you saved is just as important to someone else as Rox was to us. You have to be objective.
I don't want to be. I saved the damn world. You'd think I'd get some sort of bonus for it. Instead, Roxy's dead and Lilith's gloating.
Then don't let her. Fight her. Get through this. Show her that the good guys can win.
Here. Just have a drink and come sit down with me. I have a few things to tell you guys.
Hi, Noir. Come on, sit on my lap.
You're going to encourage that leech?
Noir, stop it. You heard me tell Natalie about you.
You can kiss my feline ass, Z. I am not a leech. I have found a new food. You just happen to have it.
So, Jay, what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk to you guys about something. Something important. School's almost out. I might be leaving.
Here? I thought we were staying here together.
I don't know yet. It's just a thought. If I do, though, I want one of you to take care of Noir.
Excuse me? What possibly makes you think you're not taking me with you?
I'll be visiting my mother if I go. This isn't up for debate. None of you need to see me like that.
Well, I could take him. I'll want the company.
Once again, we're ignoring the fact that I am your guardian and am not to leave you. In fact, I...
Hang on, Noir. Hello?
Jaina, it's Sam. Listen, you need to get down to Times Square right now.
What is that sound?
A very big problem. Heading for the phone booth I'm in. Just get down here!
Sam? Sam! I gotta go. Sorry. Genesis! Holy... Noir, stay with them.
You need me!
It's daylight, and I need you to keep them safe. I don't have time to argue. Sam's in trouble. The commotion from here. I swear to God, you hurt anyone else, and I'll strip your flesh from your bones. Wow, that thing's twice as big as me. No wonder it's torn the place half apart. Demon, it's me you want.
If I kill you, my husband will take me back.
Sam! Where are you?
Over here. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Go. I'll take care of you.
I'm not leaving you alone. Give me 2 minutes. Jesus. Exodus!
I didn't want your help.
Oi, big and ugly over here.
Camulus!
I would have done that. Sam, behind you!
Shield!
Lilith, I'm gonna... Obsidian.
My sister.
Shield!
Genesis, take care of the demon. I'll distract Big Shot here.
Every Lord Goddess of the universe will guide your faithful servant.
Exodus. You have forever been a thorn in my side, my pitiful master. You should stay hidden.
Shield! Oh.
Sam! You okay?
Oh. What's wrong with you? Don't take your eyes off him. They call me Exodus, for Christ's sake.
You are not a child in my eyes, Avalon.
Damn it, Avalon. Maenanor, God of Storm, feed my rage.
Still a lot.
But not from me. Lure of the long hand. Make my aim true.
Later, he's over. I'm sure this is to have had a fun by now.
Oh, damn, Avalon, you couldn't move. Oh, my arm is killing me.
Sam, Obsidian's gone.
What? Wait, Lily, she's gone after
Asara.
Somehow, I knew you'd come for me.
Did you ever expect me, Monster? After all, son, we have unfinished business.
Then let's get to it.
Well, are you going to stand there all day, or are you actually going to pretend you were once the great and mighty Genesis Avalon?
It was bound to happen eventually. Let's do this, then.
Canunos!
Sorry, the bag of tricks is a shrug, isn't it? In a jubilation, the gods of the bird. You made me sick. Ha!
Hang on, Asara. We're on our...
Wait.
Sorry. Oh, no.
Something's wrong with Asara. I can feel it. No.
Asara! Asara. Oh, God. You're bleeding. Hang on.
No, Gina. It's better this way. I always wanted to be Avalon, but if I'm gone, you can be her now. You can be strong.
Sorry, don't talk like that.
Hush, Sam. I'm running out of time. Jaina. You're the closest thing to a daughter I ever had. I'm sorry. I wasn't there.
Sara.
You have made me proud. I'm honored that you're going to be now. Noir, old friend, I'm ready to go.
Sar, please, do not make me do this. I don't want you to go.
Time is running out. Let me cross over. You.
Sara.
Or Avalon now. Jaina.
Sorry. No, no, no.
Without her mentor, Jaina finds herself on a path she can't control.
Don't tell me how to grieve!
Stop acting like a child and the one after.
And everyone finds themselves wondering just what's going to happen next.
I don't understand, Obsidian. You told me to take care of her!
I said play, not kill.
The last person I need to hear this from is you, Z. I'm doing this for Roxy.
You're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, well, I'd be nowhere without Julian. He got me my job at the Gazette in the first place.
Avalon and Exodus find themselves faced with Lilith, ready for a battle that could be the end for both of them.
The killing. I used it to kill the old one.
Don't miss the season finale of Genesis Avalon, Episode 12, Venom of the Viper, premiering August 23rd, 2010, only at PendantAudio.com.
Featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Masterson, David Ault as Sam Tyler, Chris Hackney as Noir, Chris Britton as Obsidian, Kristen Bays as Lilith, Alicia Lane Matheson as Natalie Hall, Marlee Norton as Z. Lewis, Catherine Pride as Asara Templari, and Trent Clifton as Julian Alexander. Written and directed by Catherine Pride, original music by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2010, Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2010, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.